Maloni, talohani, talofalava, malo le soifu, malelangi mama, kia orana, malo elelei, fakalofa lahiatu, talofa, koku mele mele puka, mau, mai te ama, e momo lava pikia pe te tato tamana i talangi mo tana tauhinga, mana haka manuianga, mo ki tato uma. Mo te ola ma te malohi ku maue ki tato, o katino in tato tamohaina benei. Ia. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health. Better yet, you can download.
Te atua moe, ko koerai te pū, ko te pā e nu ae. Akaro ngō mai, ki tō mātou nei. Te kapikia tūne, paruru mai, yamato nei, o mai te korona mō, ki anga te. Te aroa o te pā e nu ae. Paruru mai, yamato nei, o mai te korona mō, ki anga teitei, kia vairai te aroa, ko te pā e nu ae. Ko te pā e nu
tomato me tu tapu ni ngi tangi tei tei tera ko ne mato te kau ki te kame te kenga ki ako no te ora te maru rui te tu te kame te kene mato ya ko te tu no te iramani ta ko roma ki mato tera o te ku ki aire ni te tu tomato e kai pe pe ne te tei tua tau te tu pili vai te tama ko ye mato ta tu ma ko te u family o mato te hiro ko ye te makama ki hiro te tei tua tau pili vai te tu ko ye rato tomato te pure pachi te tu ako kore o ma ko tomato hara ki oro mato ya ko na me
amen
amen e mua mua e hoka tūlau atu ki te uruhina vena nā kaukau nā te atu e nā whatawai taulanga e huia vena te katoanga nei o auko mele mele ki o rana. Welcome to our podcast for Pacific Health, Te Ama Pacific Health. Hope you are having a good morning. Beautiful day today. God is good. I'm very thankful for those that have come through the studio over the years to share the work they do, making a positive difference to others' lives through health and education, to share a bit about themselves, their journey in their life, their visions, aspirations, their struggles, overcoming their struggles and celebrating their triumphs. Real issues that strike at our heartstrings. Just last week, we had Johnny Angel here, our beloved Pacific Elvis, and one of our top entertainers here in NZ. And, you know, he opened up about his mental health struggles, how he had become quite depressed and was really struggling with finding himself, finding their hope, and how he finally accepted and decided to reach out for help. You know, he had had enough of keeping all the pain and confusion to himself. He didn't want to be alone anymore and fight his mental health struggles on his own. So, yeah, I got a nice heartwarming email and a phone call from one of my email contacts about how Johnny Angel had helped her to go seek professional help herself. And this really made me happy because, you know, that lady has made the step to get the right help so that she can achieve her aspirations and live life as happy as she can. It makes it all worthwhile, this labor of love. We're all playing our part. As Johnny said, don't separate yourself from family and loved ones when you are going through mental health struggles. Reach out. Reach out. What we all do makes the difference. So reach out. Well, as some of you might know, this is Cook Islands Language Week. So I brought in three proud Cook Islanders who will be sharing with us very shortly. Well, we'll be changing it up a bit today. And one of my guests, my first guest, will be taking the lead. And she'll introduce her two good-looking, handsome bodyguards she brought with her very shortly. What can I say? This beautiful, sexy, loving and caring, but not to be crossed or messed with, I'd like to introduce my one and only, my queen, Liana. How are you? How are you, babe? Looking hot as usual.
Oh, thank you very much. Kia ora, everybody. Kia ora. This is Cook Islands Language Week. And yes. Our Cook Island theme this year is Kia pua vai to tato reo Māori. Kuki Airani I Aotearoa, which in English means that the Cook Islands Māori language may blossom throughout New Zealand. And that theme was developed by the Cook Islands Teachers and Educators Collective New Zealand, so CITECNZ. And I'm very happy to be here this morning to be a part of this show. My name is Liana Mary Puka, and I am married to the handsome Mele Mele Puka. And we have a beautiful family together. We have seven children together. And enough about me. I just want to go straight into introducing our two special guests. So our first one I'll be introducing is my brother, JP.
Kia ora, everyone. Kia ora.
Just share with the listeners a little bit about yourself, your name, where you're from.
First of all, I'd like to give honour and thanks to God for blessing me to be a part of this show this morning on the radio of my brother, Mele. Thank you for the invitation, and I'm very happy to be here. The memoir. Kia ora tātou kātou tō e karongono o mai nei tō tātou rachi ore te tērā hua o te e ko tākoutou tama o the way no te henua mai ko Manigi roto mai te tapere Pauiti, the village Tauhunu. So tō ko tupuanga, I speak in my mother tongue. Tō ko ngāme tua ko yogi ga ko Kimi Nehemia, Principal Nehemia. E tō ko mami o mami Akamura Christine. E tō ko mami Jane. The normal that the kanga the wrong normal the tato racho, hopefully the wrong normal. Those are my parents, and I'm very happy and blessed to have two set of parents in my life. Yes. When I'm in trouble from one, I run to the other one. So yeah, I have five siblings.
Yes.
And my older brother is Nehemia, who's living in Rarotonga, and my second brother Roger Nehemia, who's living in Rarotonga at the moment, and myself. I am the prince of our family. I'm sorry, my sis, but my name is JP Michael Nehemia. And after me is my sister, our only sister, my beautiful Tarumi Nehemia. And my brother, not so big brother now, Chris Nehemia. And our last baby, the prince, the king of the family, maybe Pirato Chihau Nehemiah. And I am, I'll say a full Maniki because I was born and raised in the island of Maniki, but I want to acknowledge my other side as well, my mom's side. Both my mom's the Cook Island Māori European. So, beautiful. Yeah, which I'm, you guys can see on my skin today. So, yeah, that's my upbringing, where I come from, my island. And, yeah, thank you for having me today. And also, I'd like to make a shout-out to my partner in Sydney, in Penrith. I think she's just listening to us on the radio. My darling, Angie Apate. And I love you, babe, and hope to see you soon.
Before we go any further, we would like to sing a song, and it's called Koyanake. And this song was written and sung. This song belongs to Emil Rima, and I want Emil to share a little bit about the song before we sing it.
Kia rana! Kia rana tato ka toa toa! Kia rana, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on Planet FM. We are here to showcase you and sing to you our very, very good song called Koyanake. We released the song last year in August on the 19th and dropped it on YouTube. It's made about 1.1 million hits. Yay! Well done, Koyanake. So now we're going to do this jam for you. Jump Online, created and produced by Panama Productions, Tim Maru Goodwin, my brother in Rarotonga. Also following me with this track as well, Heidi Ben and Cruz Ropati.
Yeah.
And but for this particular acoustic version that we'll be sharing with you today, myself, JP Nehemia, and also Lina, Liana Puka, will be jamming this version for you live. So we're gonna pick it up the pace, the tempo a little bit. Beauty. Just so we can, you know, give a little vibe for this morning's show. Sweet, let's do this.
Siapa?
Mari nei tōku rui matai O tōku I nā ngaro ki a koe he mai nei Tumata mania mai te puranga e I a tamania ki runga I a koe mai nei Manaku, manaku, manaku I a koe e Maupiri ia, ia koe Manaku, manaku, manaku ia koe Maupiri ia, ia koe O koe anaki hei, ianake, ie, ie Maupiri ia, ia koe O koe anaki hei, ianake Ie, ie, maupiri ia, ia koe O koe, deina ngaro O tō o matakina ngae O koe, deina ngaro O tō o matakina ngae Koe anake, ei, I anake, ie, ie, maupiri ia, ia koe. Koe anake, ei, I anake, ie, ie, maupiri ia, ia koe.
Manago!
Maringi nei tōku, rui matai, o tōku I nā ngaro ki a koe e mai nei.
Mama!
Tumatamania, mai te puranga e Ia tamania, kirunga ia koe maine
Manako,
manako, manako, manako ia koe e Maupiri ia, ia koe Kukui anake e, ianake, ie, ie Maupiri ia, ia koe Koe anake hei, ianake, ie, ie, maupiri ia, ia koe.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and that was your tune, Koe Anake. Back to you, lady.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Emil, for that. Now we're going to introduce Emil. Please share with the listeners a little bit about yourself, your name, and where you come from.
Right. Kia ora again. So, my name, first of all, just want to acknowledge all our Cook Island and our language week this week. Give praise and thanks to our Heavenly Father for bringing us and having us here today. And just everyone in general walking around on the streets and enjoying the sunny sun. My name is Emil Remo. I was born and raised in Rarotonga. I did my schooling and studies abroad here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. I am from Vakati Awatonga, Tupapa in Rarotonga. I am also from a family of five, and with that family of five, I have three siblings, and my father and my mother as well. I am half Kuki Tahiti, and also my Scottish side, which explains all my white complexion. I'm a freestyler like most Cook Islanders. Yeah, and that's just a little bit about myself.
Can you just share a little bit about your music career?
Sure, of course. Sure. So with my music music career and my music journey and path, I have been singing for over at least 12 years in the music industry, from composing to recording to vocal lessons and also collaborating with other artists. I have done singing on my own as a solo artist and also in a string band group called Manawa Nui in Rarotonga. And Liana is also one part of the best string band member as well. I have collaborated with major groups and also upcoming artists during my journey here in New Zealand and also afar and abroad. My passion is music. It is my home. It is my heart. When I sing, I feel at home wherever I am. And it's something that I've always wanted to perfect, love, and try and share to the world and community so that we all can become one and have that one love and everything like that. The song was created by Panama Productions and alongside with Heidi Ben and my bro Cruz Ropati. We've jammed in a small recording business studio. We made a couple of 1.1 million hits on YouTube, and now I'm based here in Aotearoa, New Zealand due to the COVID-19. We came over here for a Rage concert and also a couple of other things that we were planned here, but due to the COVID-19, we were asked to stay back behind and pretty much wait till borders open. Now that borders are opening up, it's time for most of us Cook Islanders who are still here in New Zealand make our way back home shortly. Yeah, so that's just a little bit about my journey.
Oh, thank you, Emil, for that. Can you just share with us, I know your background, you were working in the Cook Islands for public health. Mm-hmm. Can you just share a little bit about your experience working as a public health servant?
Cool. So my experience is working as a public, a community with my people in Rarotonga and in the health sector. We, as a musician, you are like you're one person, but you have so many jobs that you got to do. You have to work. You don't only get to sing, but you got to also bring in money, and you also got to work hard and, you know, do your livings in Rara as well. But for myself, it's how I went about helping people was through music. I went around to houses, I went around to lands, and I went through places to help people better themselves and make worth of what they are. And for the mental, for a lot of people with mental health in issues in Rarotonga as well, it's the most common thing that's happening and that's happened in Rarotonga due to a lot of our people moving into the new era and trying to get their way around wrapping their concept of life around that particular topic. And some people find it really hard to try move into that era from my island. We've been a small rock. We're a small little paradise. We are coming slowly into the world, but we're also isolated to a point where we only know our little rock as much as to a far extent. And we work backwards. That's how it works in Rara. Everything works backwards only because since the beginning of time, our people have always done everything old school. And we still, which is good, which is really, really healthy for our people because we're moving faster into a new era where a lot of our people are now, most of them, like language-wise, it's very hard for them to understand and speak language. But we portray our language and have people understand our language through music so that they can pick up certain words that they understand. At least it's another way of getting our issues around, or our songs around, and music around.
Yeah. Thank you, Emil. We're just going to move over to JP for a little bit. just to share with our listeners a little bit about your brother, if you don't mind speaking about that.
Oh yes, just a little story about my brother. My brother Peter was born here in New Zealand, and he was born with kidney failures. Throughout the years we've come, we've struggled to find a donor or, you know, stuff just to get him better. But I thank God that today I can say that my brothers, God has heard our prayers, you know.
Amen.
And
amen.
We finally found a donor from the family that we'd like to give thanks to, you know. Like, God has been good to us through the prayers. And it's not an easy journey, but I guess if we stick together and believe in one thing, I reckon we can do it. That's with everything in life.
Amen.
If you're struggling with anything, just talk to someone.
Yeah.
Talk to someone, they'll help you. Whether you're up or down at the moment, you just need to open up.
Yes, brother, yes.
Us Cook Islanders, we're so stubborn, we just keep things to ourselves. But today I can say that, you know, if you need help, speak up. Because there's always people available to help you.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know.
We need to break that.
We need to break that. Yeah, we have to.
Yeah.
I know that to get medical to that orang get matutu.
Yes.
I know that to orang get chain you do it in a healthy way. You know, yes. I'm talking on behalf of myself and my family. We need to get into it. You know, we need to start eating healthy and exercising.
Amen.
So we can live longer, so we can live on the next generation, and we can look at our kids growing up, you know.
Yes.
We have to set an example for them.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So yeah, and also I'd like to make a shout out to the brother Paul who was listening. Paul Tudia.
Yeah, yes.
He would have been here with us. But he was one of the bodyguards, but unfortunately he's busy today. Oh. But yeah, we remember him today. I'm listening to us on the radio. Shout Paul.
Yes. What's up, Paul? Love you, brother.
And while Paul is not here, can you just tell us a little bit about the church that you go to and the community? Yes. That you serve?
Yeah. So I'm from the Cook Island Cookie SDA Church in East Tamaki, Birmingham. That's where me and Paul come from our church, our youth. We actually do, we have a global youth day where we go and serve our communities, help our old people, like if they're struggling with food or help in the house, we go and help them. So we go and clean up their house or we go and give them donations and stuff, whatever they need. So that's what we do on our special youth global day at East Tamaki. We've been doing it for the past few years with the help of our leaders, Ma Lafayette, and also now that Annie Thomas is our leader. So yeah, that's what we've been doing now, just helping our communities. The old people, even the people that are sick.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's us.
Okay, now we're going to go and have a song now. So.
Yes, I believe... I believe it's a debut, world first. Share with us, Emil, this song.
Okay, so yes, we will be debuting my song, and it's a brand new song, and it's called Tana Hiva. Tana Hiva has gotten around, but Tana Hiva was pretty much performed at one of the Dance of the Years that happened in Rarotonga, and we... Since then, everyone's just been filling my emails, filling my messenger box for this particular song. And because Mele Mele is hosting us today, I want to drop the song with him and with his radio station on Planet FM. The song is called Tana Hiva. Tana Hiva in English means life. Hiva is life. Tana means your life. And to release the song, we want to speak about our life, our language week, the COVID, everything that's happening right now. And we're dedicating the song called Tana Hiva to you all. Produced by Panama Productions, Timara Goodwin, all the way from Rarotonga. Enjoy, ladies and gentlemen.
Shaba. Yeah.
Oh, my name is
As I said earlier on, I think this is another one. Emil, with your songs across all platforms, you've had well over, you've had millions of hits if you put all the views together, you know. And is this song available?
Right now? Because we just dropped it on. It is not available on all platforms until I leave the station and go home and do the work that it needs to. I always wanted to do it properly where we released it on here first, and then once I get home and drop the video clip together, it will be released on all digital platforms.
Beautiful.
Wow.
You know, Emil, I really liked what you shared earlier on, the importance of understanding and knowing the language, our mother tongue, eh? And through music, that's one way others can learn the language and understand certain words.
Yes.
And that's a really important point.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the helpful. It's more a focus towards our the ones that don't speak Cook Island, but are Cook Island and wanting to learn. But also our babies. My target, to be honest, my target is the new babies coming. They are our future. Then they are our next generation. And for them to understand our language and get our language, whether they're in Rara or not in Rara or in the islands, they can have it with them through music. And music that they can listen to and will continue to listen to every day so that they know the lyrics, which is,
beautiful.
Nice. Okay, now we're just going to go back to JP and ask him a little questions about his background in music and how it's helping out in the community.
Oh, yeah, Kieran, thank you for the question. Yeah, and, my background in music, I grew up in Manikin, listening to Cook Island music, old Cook Island jams. You know, I reckon that's the beauty of Kukala music. You know, we can always modernize Kukala music these days, but if we go back to the roots where it came from, it's actually so different, you know? Mm-hmm. The meaning for it, the beat of the song, mm-hmm. it's just unique. So, yeah, that's... I grew up in Manigi listening to my dad and them. You know, there was no keyboard, there was no sound system at the time. It was just ukulele, guitar, and the Kukalan drum. That's... I grew up in that kind of music and the culture.
Environment.
My dad and them was always in culture and music. And then I moved to New Zealand. I moved to New Zealand here. I didn't really start... I sang a lot in church, but I wanted to do something more than that, you know? I'm not saying this... It's good to sing in church, you know, it's good to sing for the Lord. But I wanted to do something different. So at the time when I was living here, my dad, principal, Nehemiah, was banding for the Coconut Rock. That's his first band. And they recorded Hey Mana Music at the time. And then I was just following my dad around. And then my dad changed the second group. They had the Humphrey Stars, which is the English name for Maniki. And then I started following my dad because my other dad, you know, he was a bit, nope. You can't go because we got this, we got churches and all that. So I just sneak out of the house to go with my dad. Even though I was going to get into trouble from my other dad, but I still went because that was my passion for music. I wanted to be like my father, principal. I wanted to sing Kukala music the way he did it. You know, that's why I kept following him. And then I started joining the band a few years ago.
Yeah.
And then my dad took me everywhere. I've been overseas with my dad in the band, down to Wellington, back to Auckland, everywhere. So my dad took me. So I'm really grateful and happy that my dad, you know, he pushed me to what I want in music, and I have achieved it. I can say today that I have achieved, and I've learned. I'm still learning, but I believe that, you know, music, it's a healing. When you're in trouble, when there's your life is down, music is a cure. Music, it's a cure to your life and in your mind when you're struggling in life.
Beautiful.
So yeah, I'm with the band now. Our name for our band is PT Jams. So yeah, if you guys want us to play at your function, just contact me or my dad. So yeah, we'll come. We cater to anything, to socials, to party, house party, to weddings, nice. To birthdays, to even divorce and everything. So yeah, that's our group, the PT Jams. I'm happy to jam with my dad and my uncles. And so yeah, but I'm also happy to be performing alongside different artists such as Emil. And my sister Liana, Paul, and many more artists, and yeah, so that's my background in music.
Yes.
So yeah, thanks.
Right now we're going to be singing you another song, and this song, because we're proud Cooklanders, we like to take it back, and this song is called "God Bless My Paradise."
Yeah. We just want to give glory to God for the blessings, and yeah, this song is for all the mamas and papas out there who are listening on the radio today. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
No atu te manea, no atu te rupe rupe, te atua te kuenua kia vaira. Te atua te kuenua kia vaira. Kua ki te koi tona tu te ara. No atu te manea, no atu te rupe rupe. Te atua te kuenua kia vaira. God bless my paradise again. You see all the troubles that you see. Wash your pretty face, wipe your tears away. God bless my paradise again.
God bless. Thank you a lot.
God bless my paradise again. you see all the troubles that you see. Wash your pretty face, wipe her tears away. God bless my paradise again.
Thank you.
Now, for those of you who are just tuning in, it's Cook Islands Week this week, and we just want to say kia rana from Emil, JP, Liana, and Milimili, for those of you who are listening. And the theme for our Cook Islands Language Week is Kia pua vai to tātou reo Māori kuki airani I Aotearoa, which in English means that the Cook Islands Māori language may blossom throughout New Zealand. And this theme for 2020 was developed by the Cook Islands Teachers and Educators Collective New Zealand. So we're going to wrap up, slowly wrap up, because there's three of us to go through. So is there any last things that you want to say before we close up? JP?
Oh yeah, before we close up, I'd just like to say again thank you to my brother Milimili. Oh man, if you guys want to come up this radio, hit up the brother here so he can come up and promote whatever you guys want on this platform.
Health.
About health, because we're all about that fitness life now. So me and Milimili and Emil, we're going up Mangere Mountain with brother Paul and Tupo. So that's us on Sunday, we're hitting it. So I just want to make a shout out to my parents and to my friends and family out there.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
It's your boy here, JP, on this Planet FM 104.6. Boom, boom, baby.
Thank you. Kia ora. So I just want to do my shout out and pretty much thank our Heavenly Father and bless our God for all having us all here today and for you for tuning in with us on Planet FM. I'm thanking my family, thanking our host, Milimili, and also our other host, Liana, here. And just all our supporters, our lovers, my mom, my dad, my family back home in Rarotonga, and my production team, just everyone that's helped me get to where I am. Sorry if I missed your name. I am thinking of you. You know me. But yes, I just want to pass that on and just say thank you so much to everybody.
Nice.
Thank you for that. I just want to share a little experience for myself. Being here in New Zealand, we're actually, my family has been brought back to New Zealand because my son was involved in a truck accident in the Cook Islands. So we got flown over to New Zealand to Auckland Starship Hospital for my son Otehia. He was 6 at the time when he had the accident, and it's actually been a long journey for me and Milimili. Being in the hospital with our son, just want to thank all the staff in the Cook Islands hospital, been really great helping us, moving us to New Zealand, and also the staff at Auckland Starship, the care, that they provided for us. I just want to say thank you for that. For those of you who are listening, it has been a journey for us, and I just want to praise God and thank our Heavenly Father for always being there for us. And I just want to say thank you to a special lady in my heart. She's also the founder of Te Ama. So, Mam Fale Puka, if you're listening, just want to say thank you very much. Thank you for everything that you've provided for me and my family, and for always being strong. And I know you're not well at the moment. Mam Fale has had an operation to do with her heart, a heart operation. So she's at home recovering at the moment. And I just want to say that, you know, she's been the best support for us. Her and our other parents as well. But mainly her and Papa Tim, Puka, just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for being there for Tahir and for all our children. And may God bless you guys and whatever you may do. And today, may you have a happy day. And kia rana e kia manuia to both of yous. And just want to let the listeners know that my son is doing so well now. Yeah. He's at school at the moment. Yes. He goes to River Hills Primary School. Nice. And yeah, just so happy. We're at a happy place right now. And he's developing and growing and doing fun things that kids should be doing. Yeah, thank you very much for that. So now we're going to sing another song. So we got a lot of songs today.
Be a lot of songs.
You yeah. are great today.
that's the Cook Islands culture. Love to be happy and just sing a lot. And yeah, shout out to everybody today who's listening. May you have an awesome day today. Okay.
Also, one thing I forgot. I'd like to make a shout out to my sister, Michelle Johnson, who is in Auckland Hospital, I believe at this time. She got transferred from Manigua a few weeks ago. She's got cancer. I'm just asking all our families and church members out there just to pray for her in this time of sadness. And hope you get well soon, sis. Our prayers are with you and your family today. My last song for today will be we'll be singing Orere o te Manu o te Rewa to complete all the 15 islands in the Cook Islands. This week is our week. Kia rana e kia manuia. Te tua te ro.
Takumanunu, takumanure, taumai horomai. Kuarere o te manu o te rewa I takutia ki e noa manu I kapakapana nukuroa a karamai te maire no akatuka I raru tonga tu mania Ara ura kota iro to aka ie ie I tangi ke, tangi ke, tangi ke Ua ua u Kuara te ia te moana Ki te poi, poi para Koe mani hiki e
Hey!
Nā sau o te uru o te watu Ko e rakahanga Te itu ki te toki raue Hei, hei, hei aue Tō ngā lepa Tō sumali ngā
Hei, hei, hei
Arurumai te arumai suaro Nārunga I te one kuia pamati Kua tau o te manu o te rewa Ki runga I a koe manua he E kua rā te I a te moana Ki te poe, poe para Koe mani hiki E nā sau o te uru o te watu Koe rakahanga Hei tū ki te toki rauwe Hei, hei, hei aue tō ngā lepa
Koe mani ke
Tō sumali ngā
Hei, hei
Aruru o te ngaru me suaro Narunga I te one koe a pamati Kua tau o te manu o te rewa Ki runga I a koe Manua he
kuki.
Te kuki Ai rani
kurere
kuarere o te manu o te rewa I takutia
I e noa manu Pakapananu kuroa kakala mai te maire noa katoka Ura do tonga tu manea Ara ura kutairo toka I tangike, tangike, tangike Keihia te moana ki te poi, poi para poi mani hiki e E nā sau o te uru o te watu, ko e rakahanga, te itu ki te toke rau e Suaro, darunga I te one te apamati Kua tau o te manu o te rewa Ki runga I a koe manua e E kua rake I a te moana I te poi, poi para koe mani hiki e E nā sau o te uru o te watu Ko e rakahanga, te itu ki te toki rau e Hei e, hei au e tōka lewa Tō sumaringa
Hei e
Haruru o te ngaru ki suaro Narunga I te one ko ia pamati Kua tau o te manu o te reba Ki runga Ia koe manua he
Kuki
Te kuki
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to us on that special Cook Island song.
Okay, just before we end, that's not finished yet. We just wanna say, you got any more special words before we close up?
Nothing much. I think everything's been said over the time. So just wanna keep encouraging our Cook Island people to speak our language. Speak it to our generation these days to speak about health and just with any distress, you know, what that everyone's going through, just speak to someone and everything will be fine. Speak up.
That's right. And also Emil, you're traveling back home on Saturday.
Yes, yes,
safe travels, brother.
Thank you.
You know, keep smiling.
Thank you.
Heads up and we'll keep in touch, eh?
Nice.
Okay.
Thank you. I want to acknowledge support, everyone. Yes. Support for each other, for mental health, Planet FM, for everyone in general. Just thank you so much for all your support. Without you guys, we wouldn't be here right now.
Thank you, Planet FM.
Thank you so much, Planet FM. You're amazing. And yeah.
We'll be coming back soon.
Awesome. Hey, thank you guys once again for coming. Really appreciate it, you know, and so thankful to have met you guys through Liana.
Mm.
Met some amazing people through my wife, and yes. You know, I'm really grateful.
You're very lucky.
Emil, keep smiling, man. I'm gonna miss you, bro.
Yeah, a special.